Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. It's good to see you in the house, Lord, this morning. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate you being here. We just want to mind the Lord just this morning for just a moment in time, if God will be our help. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. I just want to read this part of one verse, and we'll use this springboard and just give you what God's laid on our heart. Amen. Are you glad to be here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Stand with us in honor to reading God's Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's good to us, and let's not get lulled into complacency, but let's just marvel, worship and magnify His marvelous, precious Word. Amen. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, For to me to live is Christ. Paul tells the Philippians, he said, for to me to live is Christ. Now if we go back to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And now we see Paul here as he's writing and to the Galatians and to the Philippians, and he said, something took place in me. He said, there was a change in me that I want to tell you about. He said, I got new life in me. He said, it's not because of me or anything that I done. He said, but it's a cause of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. He said, they something that give me life. He said, they something that put a life in me. I want to preach this morning, God help me, for just a little while, in the liver in us. The liver in us. Now Thursday, I was there about doing my business, and God laid this on my heart, and I began to think and to ponder on the liver in us. And I want to say today that there's a liver in each and every one of us. You know, today you've got a liver, physically in your body. And that liver does some wonderful and marvelous things. Without the liver, you won't make it long. Without the liver, you'll go out of here in a hurry. But I want to say today that because of Jesus Christ, we have a liver in us, an ever-present help, something that'll help us day by day. Now, as I got to thinking on this, I didn't know much about the anatomy. Most of the time, I'll be honest, I slept through biology. Amen. I was working evenings at the Biltmore Dairy, and I'd go in there. I had two cousins in biology with me, and I'd sleep through biology. They'd share their notes with me. I'd do the dissecting, and we had a thing going. Amen. So I didn't know all that I should know. Now, you youngins don't do that. You pay attention, and you won't be as ignorant as I am. Amen. But praise God, there's a liver inside you that has a great function. Now, I got to looking up some things, and looking in the dictionary, try to figure out just what this liver is. Now, I don't know in Webster's Dictionary, 1828 edition, when you look up the liver, you know what old Noah Webster says? He says, the liver is one who lives. Amen. I want to say today that the liver is the one who lives. The liver is one that's alive. The liver is the one that stimulates and elevates and helps you and helps me. Amen. Yes. Amen. You got to have a liver. Without a liver, you ain't going to make it long. Without a liver, you'll go out of here in a hurry. But that liver is that one that lives. The Lord Jesus Christ, I want to say today, He's alive and well. Amen. He's running well. We've seen it this week. We've seen what He's done. We've seen what He's doing. It's the liver in us that makes the difference. It's the liver in us that makes revival. It's the liver in us that stirs us to the place of worship in God. Amen. It's that liver, the one who lives, that makes the difference. Now, as I begin to look at this, and I pulled it up on the internet, I've done it all by myself. My wife was proud of me. Amen. Glory to God. I don't fool with that thing. I think it's a hateful beast. But I pulled it up on the internet by myself, and I began to look at the liver. And now the liver comes, the liver is in two sections. The liver, two sections that's shaped like a heart. And there's a big section, and then there's a thing between them, and then there's a little section. And I got to looking at that thing, and boy, God began to bless my heart because both sections are shaped like a heart. Amen? If you look at them, it looks like a heart. And now the liver, it tells you that your liver is on the right side. Amen? Now I got to say, if your liver ain't on the right side, praise be to God, you ain't got a liver. Glory be to God. But I want to say that the liver's on the right side. Glory be to God. I got so blessed. You say, preacher, you're about crazy. Yeah, that's all right. Just leave me alone. Yeah. Glory be to God. Your liver is on the right side. So if you've got the liver, now, if you've got a liver, it's on the right side. Amen. If your liver ain't on the right side, then there's something real peculiar about you. Your liver will be on the right side. Amen. Hey, glory to God, that's just the way it is. It won't be on the wrong side. It'll always be, your liver will always be on the right side. It'll be on the right side of you. It'll be on the right side of God. It'll be right side of God's people. It'll be on the right side of God's word. Praise God, the liver's always on the right side.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Because it's on our side. Now I said the liver is one that lives. So the one that lives is on the right side. So the thing to do today, church, is we just got to get on the right side with Him. Amen? That right side is where we need to be. Because without Him, we can do nothing. But there's two sections of that thing. And now the main purpose, according to what I can figure, the main purpose is to filter the blood from the digestive system. Glory be to God. He said, now the liver's on the right side. And everything that you, glory to God. I'm going somewhere, praise God, I don't know how to get there. Well, glory be to God. He said, now that everything that we take into ourselves, it got to go through that liver before it can get to us. Before we can get any nourishment, praise God, it's got to go through the liver. It's got to be approved, glory be to God, before it can satisfy us, before it can stimulate us, before it can nurture us, before it can give us that we need. It's got to go through the liver. I want to say glory be to God tonight. I thank God for the liver that's down in my soul. I thank God He's on the right side, and He's taking care of me, and everything I take in, He's a looking at it. He's a judging it. He's seeing what it is, seeing where I need it or not. Praise God, telling me to hang on to it or not. Praise God, what to get rid of. Amen. He won't let me take in just any old thing. Amen. He won't let me just absorb any old thing. He won't let, hey, listen, my liver, it won't let me absorb anything that's going to hurt me. Amen. Are you hearing me? God, this is good. Amen. Why Lord laid this on my heart, boy, I got to look at His God. It's good and it just kept getting better. Amen. That liver, amen, it takes out that bad stuff and it leaves the good. That's what the liver does. Amen. So everything that we begin to take in, that's its main job, is to look at what we're taking in and to evaluate that, praise God, and apply to our lives what we need. That's what the liver does. He's on the right side. Amen. He's protected by those false ribs too, by the way. Amen. He's encaged. He's done. Lord be God, nothing can get to the liver. Amen. He's nothing can hurt, nothing can take the liver out. Praise God. It's there and it's meant to stay. It's not one of them that, hey, they say, well, we can take this out, we can take that out. You don't take the liver out. You take the liver out, you won't make it long. Amen. Because it takes all that stuff from the digestive system. That stuff that we need to digest. Well, I tell you what, there was some good stuff coming through this place this week. Yeah. There was some good stuff that come through Brother Fender this week and through the praises of God's saints and through God's people. Amen. I don't know about you, but I began to digest that. Hey, glory be to God. And you know what? I couldn't find a thing in it that the liver wasn't pleased with. Glory be to God. Everything that I digested this past week, the liver was pleased with. Amen. It took it and used it to the nourishing of my soul. Amen. Praise God. That's what He does. And now this liver, on this liver, has a big side and a little side. Now the primary side of that liver where everything comes into is a big side, shaped like a heart. And that stuff comes into that big side. And after it goes through that big side and it separates it and it distinguishes what's good and what's not, then it passes on into that little side. But I got to looking at something, and I pulled it up on the internet, and I got to seeing something, boy, about had me a spell. Because in between that big side and in between that little side, there was a thing called a coronary ligament. Amen. Said there was a coronary ligament that was between that big side and that big old heart looking thing that would take it in and send it out where it needed to go. And then between that and that little, there was a coronary ligament. And I got to looking that up, I pulled it up, looked at a picture, and praise God, it's in the shape of a cross. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. That coronary ligament, it was in the shape of a cross. It was between that big heart and that little heart. Praise God, where the nourishment come in and where it went out. I want to say glory be to God tonight. You don't get no nourishment that you need from God until you get through the cross.
Amen.
Amen. It's got to come through the cross.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Blood's defiled till it comes through the cross. Amen. Once it comes through the cross, it's made pure. Now, I got to looking that up in Noah Webster's 1828, and he's talking about that coronary. Now, coronary means to encircle like a crown. That's what coronary means. Coronary means to circle like a crown, like the vessels in the heart. Amen. That coronary, it's that encircles. I want to say, God, thank God for the liver because He encircles. Amen. He puts them roots out and He envelops us and He draws us in and He maintains us and He keeps us inside of something that's so special that we can't even really comprehend. If we could comprehend it today, youngins, we'd have us a spell.
Yeah,
man. But that coronary, it encircles like a crown. Amen. It encircles like a crown. And He said, hey, it's that vessel, it's those vessels, those arteries that supply the blood to the heart. See, it's got to go through that liver, through that encircling before it can get to the heart. Amen. I want to say, it takes the blood going through the liver before it can get to the heart. Amen. I thank God that blood that was a flowing in my Lord and Savior. Praise God. He went to Calvary. On Calvary's tree shed that blood. And now that blood flows. And when it flowed, glory be to God, it flows in their hearts. Amen. There's a path made to that coronary ligament, that cross. Amen. Now, that coronary is that encircle like a crown, but that ligament, now that ligament means something that binds one thing to another. So you got that encircling like a crown and it binds one thing to another. Amen. Glory be to God. I got to look. I said, praise God. Praise God. That sounds like my Jesus. That sounds like my Lord. It sounds like my Savior. He's encircled about me. Praise God. He's there to preserve me. He's encircled about me. And He's bound me to Himself. Amen. You know today, if you're a child of God, you're bound to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. You've been covered by the blood. The blood's been applied. You're no longer your own. You've been bought with a price. And you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come through the cross. Amen. That blood that was shed. And I got to looking at this. I got to look at this. Why is it interesting? Flipping around and it said, it had this article in there, kind of like a news flash. And it said that, glory be to God, he said that over there in Australia, they got these people now that's having transplants. You know, a lot of people have to have transplants. And they have to go on a drug that keeps them from rejecting that organ that's being transplanted. They got to take that drug and a lot of times they have to take it the rest of their life to keep that organ from being rejected. But those scientists over there in Australia have come up with something. They said there's something about the liver that's a little bit unique. The liver's just a little bit special. It's not like any other organ in your body. Praise God. He said it don't need those drugs. It don't necessarily need those drugs in order to be able to live when it's transplanted. He said there's something inside the liver. They call it a T cell. Amen. Praise God. He said it's a T cell that's inside that liver. And said that when that liver's transplanted and it's taken out of one and it's put into another, that there's something about those T cells that they want that liver to live. And so they sacrifice, they commit suicide, they give themselves so that that liver can live in that new person.
Yes.
Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. How could you, just coincidence it was a T-cell. Amen. Just a coincidence. Top of the cross. Just a coincidence it takes the cross of Calvary. Just a coincidence. God said our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. In the likeness, image of a holy God. He said, have you ever thought we're handmade? Glory be to God. We're not machine made. Praise God. We're handmade by God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm made in the USA. Praise God by a sovereign God. But he said over there, he said, there's that T-cell. That T-cell that's where they don't have to use them immunosuppressive drugs. They don't have to use them because that T-cell says, well, I'll just sacrifice myself. And so instead of trying to fight against this transplant, he said, I'm just going to sacrifice myself so that that liver can live. Amen. You know, that's what Jesus done for us. Amen. It was that liver that we have. Oh, without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the liver, we don't have no life. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, he said it that we're dead in our trespasses and sins without the liver. But praise God when you get that liver. Amen. That liver begins to live inside you. And it begins to do those things for you that you can't do. It begins to look at what you take in. And it begins to sort them out. And the next thing it does, it begins to detoxify. Amen. It begins to take those old toxins out. That old bad stuff that's in it. That old bad stuff that we sometimes put in our body. All these saccharins and all these artificial junk that we put in our body. The liver looks at it and he said, that's a bunch of junk. I don't want it. And he just passes it through. Takes it out on the dung heap. Praise God. I thank God for a God of glory. Amen. Who gave us a way to be detoxified. Amen. To be purified, to be separated. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying it's God Almighty that gives us the liver. It's the liver that we need. It's the liver, Lord Jesus Christ, that makes a difference. Without the liver, we're cold and dead and indifferent. But praise God. I thank God that the liver, He's alive forevermore and He'll live forever in us. That liver is a unique thing. That liver is a very unique thing. The one who lives. Because He lives in our hearts. He purifies and he does that He needs to make us pure. That's why God said to be ye holy, for I am holy. And people say, well, preacher, I can't be holy. I can't do what's right. No, you can't. But praise God, the liver can. If we've got the liver in us today, praise the Lord, we have help in us that the world don't have. We look around this world and we see the world in such a dismal shape. You know, if we just focused on the world, we'd be, as old Paul says, among most men, most miserable. But praise God, he said, we're not looking at the world through the eyes of a man. We're looking at the world through the eyes of a liver. Amen. That and inside us that can hate, that can shape us and make us and clean us up, that can purify us, that can detoxify us. He take that stuff out of our life that we don't need no more, Jake. And He puts stuff in there that'll stimulate us and help us. And praise God that we can just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And we can cry out to Him when we have problems, when we have heartache. We can go to the one, the liver in us. Amen. It's that liver in us that makes the difference. Praise God. It's that liver that separates us from everything else in the world. Amen. Without the liver, we don't have any hope. But I want to say today that if you've got that liver, you see that big part takes all that stuff in. It passes it through the cross, through that coronary part and passes it on into the small part. Now that small part's me and you. But that small part's just as important as the big part. Because it takes that stuff that's good. It takes that stuff that's real. It takes that stuff that's pure. And it passes it on to the bloodstream. Amen. The Bible says in Leviticus 17, I believe it is. He said the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. I wonder how our life is today. The life of the flesh is in the blood. I wonder how pure our blood is. I mean, I wonder what we're taking in. I wonder if we've got the liver tonight that's a separating us, that's purifying us, that's making us holy and whole today. Have you been made whole? Are you whole today? Do you have the liver? You say, yeah, preacher, I got a liver. But do you have the liver today? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That's the question we have to ask tonight. Because without Him, you can't get the help you need. You can't be the kind of person that God would want you to be. You can't be the kind of person that you would like to be without the liver. Amen. You can January the 1st, you can make a profession, you can turn over a new leaf, you can make a resolution, but you know what? You're still just that old man, that old woman that you've always been. But praise be to God if you've got the liver. Amen. If you've got the liver living inside your heart, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, praise God, if you've been to the cross of Calvary, if you know that you're just an old sinner in need of a Savior, that you're someone who needs help, you're someone who needs hope, you're someone who needs a hand up, you're someone who needs to be lifted out, you can call on the liver, praise God, that and it lives inside you, and He'll never let you down, He'll never fail you, He'll be there on time, and He'll be there just right, just like Brother Bradley was talking about this morning. Old Lazarus is over there, and they come and said, hey, listen, your friend Lazarus is sick. And said, Jesus tarried yet 2 days. Amen. In Jerusalem. And he said, come on, fellas, we got to go down to Judea. He said, Lazarus is asleep. And they said, well, Lord, if he's been sick, if he's asleep, he'd do well. And he said, no, he told them plainly, he said, Lazarus is dead. He said, Lazarus is dead. And said, I'm glad that I, glory be to God. He said, I'm glad that I wasn't there for your sake. That you might, he prayed God, he said, that you might just see and believe. Amen. He said, old Doubt and Thomas, he said, hey, you didn't believe, you wasn't sure, but praise God, I'm going to show you the power of the Holy God. Just show you who I am. And he went down there to Judea. And man, and he talked with the sisters, you know the story. He told Mary, he said, hey, listen, told Martha, he said, you go down there. He said, go, where have you laid him? And they told him, and he said, oh, Lord, Lord, he's been dead a while. He said, by now he stinks. And Lord says, no. He said, I'm right on time. I've never been late. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, there ain't no decay set in on the brother of God. Amen. He went down there and he told him to roll the stone away. And he said, he prayed there a minute, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. He said, oh, Lazarus, come up out of that tomb. Don't you know, glory be to God, old Lazarus, about that time, he's down there in paradise. Amen. Praise the Lord, he's down there with old brother Father Abraham. He's having him time, and his old soul perked up. He said, wait a minute, fellas. He said, hold on a minute. The Master's calling. He said, fellas, I like it here. It's good. But the Master said, come here. Amen. Could you imagine? Glory be to God. Oh, Lazarus, come out of there. They said, bound hand and foot. I just see him as he come up out of that tomb. Here I am, Master. Here I am. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come up out of there bound in them brave clothes. Why? Because the liver had showed up. He that was dead had been made alive in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Old Lazarus, little Jesus said, he said, hey, what are you waiting on? I mean, can you imagine those people? They just stood around there. When old Lazarus come hopping out of that tomb, bound hand to foot, amen. They just stood there gawking at him. And the Lord looks around and he says, well, loose him, set him free. Amen. He went out there and got that thing, spun him like a top. Praise be to God. And when them grave bindings fell off of him, he come out of there shouting and praising God, glorifying the Holy God of glory. He said, I've been to paradise and back. He said, let me tell you about it. He said, even in paradise, there's nothing like the Lamb of God. Amen. The liver, that one that gives life. Well, I can just see old Lazarus a few days later. They were up there in Bethany. Amen. And the Lord's are sitting there and they're having a supper. Old Lazarus sitting there at the table. Glory be to God. Can you just imagine? He's just a dining on what God's got to give him. Amen. The Lord's are giving it. The livers are giving it to him. The livers are feeding him from his table. And old Lazarus is just taking it in. Amen. He's not, hey, listen, he's not concerned about the diet that the Lord's given him. Amen. The diet the Lord's got for you, the diet the Lord that'll feed you with, it'll never hurt you. Amen. You youngins, listen to it. What God's got for you will never hurt you.
Amen.
Amen. It'll make you strong. It'll make you fit. It'll make you alive. It'll make you vibrant. Amen. It'll make you the kind of person that God would be pleased with. It'll make you kind of the kind of person that can go through this world with victory in your heart. Be a different kind of person. He said, if you got that liver down in your heart. But you got to have the liver today. Without the liver, you have no hope. Without your liver, you won't last. Because you know what happens? Without that liver, that defilement comes in. Amen? See, there's no, without the liver, now listen to me, I'm about done. Without the liver, there's no detoxification. Amen? That's why these people that get cancer and stuff, or they get cirrhosis of the liver, their liver quits functioning normally, they don't make it long. Why? Because the toxins build up in our body. The toxins build up, and toxins, they kill you quickly. Amen? Without the liver, the toxins in this world, the toxins, the things that we take in, they kill us. They drag us down. They weary us. But praise God, if we've got the liver, if we've got the liver, if you've got the liver, if you know that Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you have help today to keep those toxins out. You say, how do you do it? Through the Holy Spirit of God. He shows you through the Holy Spirit, through the liver, praise God, that these things just ain't right. They're harmful to you. They won't help you. Amen. These things the world has, these drugs and the alcohol and the pornography and the needles and the marijuana and all these things, the praise God, the Lord will say, hey, listen, that's not healthy for you. That's harmful. He says, wait, let me take those away from you. They say, wait a minute. You know, I've got to have those to just keep. He said, hey, I've got something better. He said, I'll give you something else that'll fill you. That'll take the place of that. That's tearing your body down. That's destroying. That's leaving you distraught. He said, I've got something better. It comes through the liver. That's how we know. It's the liver. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in us that makes that difference. Amen. We got to have the liver. Without the liver, you die quick. Amen. Without the liver, these folks that sat in churches just like you today, and they said, well, I hear you, preacher, but I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to listen to the old devil. I'm going to go home. I'm going to wait a while. I'm just going to sow my wild oats, and when I get through, preacher, then I'll make it right. And you know what they've done? They've went out of here in eternity lost without God. Why? Because they waited too long to get the liver. They've waited too long to get that detoxifying source, that help that they needed to overcome this old flesh. And they said, Lord, I don't need you right now, but hey, I'll catch up with you later. And you know who caught up with them? The old devil. Amen. Old death come along, swooped down on them and took them out. And they went out of here without the liver, without any hope. Praise God. I thank God today that if we've got the liver, If you've got the liver today inside you, he said, hey, Paul said, I've got the liver. He said, for to me to live. And he said, in order for me to live, he said, is Christ. He said, I want to live. He said, I want to have life. And he said, for me to have life, he said, I've got to have the liver. I've got to have the liver. And you know, these people all the time, me and Brother Bill's heard him say, well, you know, said you can't, he said, if you're going to be a child of God, he said, you got to live it. You got to live it. In order to be a child of God, you got to live it. And that's right. But I want to say this morning that you can't live it without the liver.
Amen.
Amen. You can't live it without the liver. You've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've got to have the liver, amen, in order to live it. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today that's got problems with their liver. I want to ask you today, how's your liver?